Well, I just got word that apparently the recorded tapes that we had from 1992 are missing the beginning of that bamboo. So I'm sitting here on my island here in Finland. You may hear all kinds of sounds, water, and there's a motorboat passing by in the distance. And so it's my pleasure to have you sitting here with me. Let's start then from the Gemara at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and I'll go for a while. I didn't quite get it clear how much is missing, so we'll go on for a bit. Okay, Gemara. Now, the Mishnah said that the Kohen is supposed to not know the Mishum Yomarezba, Al Arovat, Al Avish, Be'echal, and so on. So in other words, he gives it to someone who continues to stir the blood, which, of course, raises a very serious problem. Because how can that Kohen who is stirring the blood sit there while it is that everything else is going on if it says, V'chtiv, V'chol Adam lo yeh be'ol mo'ed? Nobody else is allowed to be there at that time. So it says, B'vo'ol l'chaper b'kodesh ad seto. So no one can be at that time. In which case, the Kohen had no right to be there. Omer Rav Yehuda, what that should say is, Tanei, it should say the Rovad Ravi Shel Heichal. It means the outside of the Heichal. The Kohen certainly was not inside the Heichal, but was standing in the Azora outside of the Heichal on the fourth step going up. So now let us turn for a moment to discuss the sugi of Kol Adam Lo Yeh Be'ol Mo'ed. Kol Adam Rabban, Kol Adam Lo Yeh Be'ol Mo'ed, nobody is allowed to be there at the time that the Kohen Gadol is going to be Makdir Keteres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You might think that this means anywhere in the Azorah a person can't be, so that he forget about the Heichal itself. It says Bakodesh, Afilu Ba'Azorah, Talmud Lomar Ba'Ol Mo'ed, Dafka the Ol Mo'ed, which of course was a reference to the Mishkan, and the Ol Mo'ed today, translated into our terms, is the Heichal itself, not including the Azorah. Ein li'ela, if that's the case, maybe it means indeed Dafka the Ol Mo'ed, literally a tent, which was Bamidbar. Mashen came when it comes to Shiloh, which had walls that were solid of stone. Ubet Olamim, which had walls and a ceiling that was solid of stone. It can't really be called an oil in any sense. So how do we know that it's true there too, that nobody's allowed to be there at the time of the Haktorah? Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh. It says, Bavo Lechaper Bakodesh. Bakodesh is an unnecessary ribuy, since the Ol Moed is by definition the Kodesh. And it tells me that any place that has that Kedusha of the Ol Moed, including Shiloh, Ubet Olamim, has the same halacha. Em yela b'sha'at haktara. This may mean dafka the time that you're bringing the ktoras. How do we know b'sha'at matanda miminayin? How do we know even at the time that you're going to be doing the nisinas adam from the parvasoyer? Now, of course, this is very strange because it doesn't say a darn thing in this pasuk about b'sha'at haktara. On the contrary, all it talks about is l'chaper bakodesh. L'chaper bakodesh, generally, I would have thought means indeed kaparat adam. This the Gemara is going to discuss later. Why in the world we had a hava mina to think that we're discussing dafka haktorah of all things? But how would we know b'shat matan damim? Talmud lomar bivo'o lechaper. Since it says bivo'o lechaper, it means as long as he's coming in to do kapor, which includes, of course, dam, so then that too would answer anybody else from being around. In the Elabik Nisato, maybe this means Dafka Bivo when he's going in, because he's about to do the Kapora. Avo Biyetziato, how do we know even when he finished? And he's on his way out, and he's still in there. Minayin, how do we know that it's still Osir for anyone to be in the area? Talmud Lomar Atzeto, until he comes out completely. Now, the Brisa continues now with the end of the Pasuk. V'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beto ba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. So what this teaches us is that there is an order in the Seder HaKaparot. But first you need kaparato, is personal. The kapar of the Kohen Gadol comes first, kodemet l'chaparat beito. Kaparat beito has to come before kodemet l'chaparat l'chav ha-kohanim. And only after he finishes being mechaper l'chav ha-kohanim can he go now to the Soya Meshtaleach to be mechaper, kodemet l'chaparat kol kahal Yisrael. Now, getting back to what you said before, you said, Omar Mar, Emi Ela B'Sha'at HaKtara, that doesn't even make any sense. My mashmar, what in the world did this pasuk would have suggested to you that we're talking about the haktara as opposed to the matan damim, that you take it so for granted that I might think that the yisur of no one being there is dafka, the ktoras, and not the matan damim? If anything, it's the opposite, isn't it? Omar Rova v'chinomer Rav Yitzchak bar Avidini v'chinomer Rabbi Elazar, Omar Kra. Look, because it says in this pasuk, "V'chiper ba'ado, ba'ad beito, ba'ad kol ka'al Yisrael," the mashmaut is that there is a particular single kapora that is mechaper for all of the above. A zehu kapora sheshavelo ulebeito lechav kohanim ulechol ka'al Yisrael. Where indeed is there such a thing as a kapora in which he, his home, the kohanim, and all of Ka'al Yisrael are equivalent? Because it certainly is not the matan dami where we have two separate sets of dam from the par and the soyer. It certainly is not with the vidui, because we have the ser mishtaleach and the par. The only thing that is an equivalent kapara on all in exactly the same way could only be the ktoret and nothing else. Ask the Gemara, ktoret? Where in the world do we get the idea that ktoret is called a kapara? Ktoret mechaperet? Or the other lashon kapara, mika mechapra? Should it be looked at as a kapara? Says the Gemara, indeed it is. In Da'atani Rabbi Chananya, Lamanu Laktorat Shemachaperet, there's a clear pasuk that says the Ketoret is a Kapor. That there's no question about. Shinuma Vayitenet Aktorat Vayachaper Alaham. The only thing that stopped the Magifah at the time of Korach was Aaron's bringing the Ketoret there and putting it between the living and the dead. And it says over there, Beferish in the pasuk, that it was an act of Kapor, Vayachaper Alaham. What indeed is this kapora on? The Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael, Amma, Ketoret Mechaperet. What is it that the Ketoret is Mechaper on over here? The Mashmaut is that we're talking about Dafka, as we'll see them, is the Kaporet on Yom HaKippurim specifically. And what is it Mechaper on? It's Mechaper on Dafka on Lashon Hara. The Kapora is on something that has no other Kapora, which included the Lashon Hara at the time of the rebellion of Korach, where they were all running around saying, Atem Hamitem Et Am Hashem. So over here, it's Mechaper in general on Lashon Hara, and the reasoning of this is that the Ktoret, which is a Dovash B'Chashai, something which was brought with Naive Lefnim, where no one would go, and no one is allowed to be there, it should be the thing that is Mechaper on Maaseh Chashai, it's being Mechaper on Lashon Hara, which in general works on the deep insides of the human mind, and which is the Fnai V'Lefnim. And this, even if it were said openly, it's not the act of the Lashon Hara, it's the perniciousness of the Lashon Hara, is always the Fnai V'Lefnim. Others, of course, take it literally, that means Chashai, even though the Ktor at the time of Korach, it doesn't say it was B'Chashai, but generally it's B'Chashai. I like my trap better. Anyway, continues the Gemara now, getting back to the Halacha of Prisha, Tanhat. It says Beferish there in the Mishnah. In Mishnah, Kelim lists many ma'alot of one area above another, the 10 dargas of Kiddushah. So it says over there in the Mishnah, Porshimi ben olam ha-mizbeach, that not only is the din of Prisha at the time of Haktorah a din in the Heichal itself, but there's even a chiyuv of Prisha in the area between the olam ha-mizbeach. When do we do this? Bisha'at Haktorah. Dafka, when the Kohen Gadol is bringing the Ketoret on Yom Kippur, normally, at the time that you bring the Ketoret only in the Yom Moed, there in Achinami you only have to be purged from the Hecha. But Bishat HaKtorah on Yom Kippurim, you have to include Prisha even from Bein Olam V'Olam Mizbeach. Now we'll see that this is not necessarily the correct way of understanding the statement. Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Need to be perished from not only from the Eichel itself, but also Bein Olam, Olam Mizbeach, Bishas, that there is a Kapor. Omer of Elazar Loshana Lubishas Haktorah, the Eichel. This halacha of having to go out from the Olam Mizbeach is dafka when we're doing the Haktorah Haktoras in the Eichel B'Kol Yom. However, Bishas Haktorah de Lifnai Belifnim, Me Eichel Parshi, Bein Olam Mizbeach Parshi. When the Kohen Gadol is Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Prisha is one level of Kedusha before. So in other words, where the Haktorah is in the Eichal, then the Prisha is the level of Kedusha before the Eichal, which is Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach. But where the Haktorah is Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Prisha is only from the Eichal itself, not Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach. Memela, our mission that says that the Memara is Mizrayim Ben Al-Aroi Ben Arvi, and he was Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach in that case, works out fine, because here we're talking about Haktorah Lifnai V'Lifnim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shaporshim, Ibn Olam, Lamizbeach, Bishas Haktorah, Как поршин бешас матан пар кайн машиах, у пар элан добешал цибур, виси ирей авэдес кехон. In the same way that we find our loss of Prisha at the time that one is doing the Haktaras Haktaras, there's also din of Prisha for Matandomim, which are Lifnim. Now these Matandomim are all Korbonais, they're all Nisrofim, they're Haktaras Apnimiyais, but of course the din of the Haktaras Apnimiyais is that it's only done in the Echel, it's not done in the Lifnim, other than the Parvus Hershey Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so far it's fine, it's just telling us that the same way that we have our loss of Prisha Bein Olam HaMizbeach in Haktara in the Echal, we also have a din of Prisha for Kapor in the Echal, of Don. The problem is the next line. Continues the Bryce and says, So what does this tell you of the Mila that you have in the area of Bein Olam HaMizbeach? The Mila is that Be'echal Porshin Bein Bishas Haktar Bein Shaloi Bishas Haktar. That in the Echal itself you do a Prisha, whether you're Bishas Haktor or whether you're not Bishas Haktor. Mashenkin Bein Olam HaMizbeach Ein Porshin Ela Bishas Haktor. Mashenkin Bein Olam HaMizbeach is not as kosher as the Echel itself, because over there you do a Prisha only Bishas Haktor. Now at this point the Gemara held that this must be consistent, these words are consistent with the usage of Haktor that we had in the Reish. When it said in the Reish, not only Bishas Haktor, but even not Bishas Haktor, what does not Bishas Haktor mean? Bishas Matan Damin. So therefore, when it says over here, Bein b'shas haktara, bein shaloi b'shas haktara, what do we mean? We mean not b'shas haktara, but b'shas matan domi. In which case, what is it telling us? That the Eichel has a milah over Bein Olam v'lam Yisbeah, that if we're bringing domi in l'chora l'tnai v'l'tnim, I would still have to be perished from the Eichel, but not from Bein Olam v'lam Yisbeah. However, if I was doing haktara, even with Lifnai Lifnim, then I would have to be purged with Bein Olam HaMizbeach, correct? In which case, so, Ela B'Shatz HaKtorah, but B'Shatz HaKtorah Mi'aparshi. Meanwhile, I see, however, that I certainly do have to be purged, Bein Olam HaMizbeach, even though I'm only doing the HaKtorah Lifnai Lifnim. So either Echal, I have to do a Prisha, even for bringing down Lifnai Lifnim, which I do not have to be purged from Bein Olam HaMizbeach, if I'm bringing down Lifnai Lifnim. But if I'm doing a haktara lifnai v'lifnim, I have to be prayerish even Bein Olam HaMizbeach. And this is the maila that the Echel itself has over the Bein Olam HaMizbeach. That I have to leave the Bein Olam HaMizbeach only for haktara. Mashinkin, I leave the Echel even for matan domi. I thought you just got finished saying that you don't even leave Bein Olam HaMizbeach even for haktara if haktara is not lifnai. So now how's our mission supposed to work out? And how does the maila we just got that there's no din of preacher Bein Olam HaMizbeach work out? My love, and undoubtedly this means b'shas haktara d'lifnai v'lifnim, right? No, so if I'm doing the haktara d'lifnai v'lifnim, I still have to be parish Bein Olam HaMizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. It means b'shas haktara d'heichal. I have to be parish Bein Olam HaMizbeach, but only if I'm doing haktara d'heichal. And the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, okay, oh my love is too low, and then you stand. So what are you telling me? That's the mila? But what about the mila that we understand obviously? You should have told me. Now it turns out that all you're telling me is that I'm not going on the flag of Lifnim. I'm going only on Haktorah. So you're telling me now that all that I have to do is Haktorah. I have to do a preach for Haktorah, which is Lifnim, Bein Olam HaMizbeach, but not for Matan Domi. So then, and you're telling me, and that's the Mila, but that's not the Mila. If that's true, so now, from the Echal, do I have to go out B'Shas HaKtar Lifnai V'Lifnim? Absolutely. That's for sure, I have to go out of the Echal, though Yevo Olmoy. V'Lomi Bein Olam HaMizbeach Lo Parshi Yelo B'Shas HaKtar the Echal. Masha'in Kain, I have this other tremendous Mila, that I do not have to do a preacher at all, Bein Olam HaMizbeach, on a Haktara Lifnai V'Lifnim. Well, if there is such a mila, then over the Echel, over the Bein Olam HaMizbeach, say it. Don't say, Ha Ma Mala Yesh. See, this is the only mila. The Iker mila you're leaving out. The Iker mila is that Lifnai V'Lifnim affects the Echel, and the Echel remains affected all times, even by Lifnai V'Lifnim, whereas Bein Olam HaMizbeach is never affected by Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's too far away. Because I have Kiddushin to be affected by Lifnai V'Lifnim. That's not a bigger mila. Says the Gemara, yes, you misunderstood. That's what we're saying. Hokatani. That it says. This is what it means. It says, Ela shebe'echol porshin, bein b'shas haktora, bein shelo b'shas haktora. What do you think shelo b'shas haktora means? Shelo b'shas haktora doesn't mean what you thought. You thought shelo b'shas haktora means when I'm not doing haktora, but I am doing matandami. No, it's not what it means. Shelo b'shas haktora means when I'm not doing haktora in the Hechal. But where am I doing haktora? I'm doing haktora in the Pnei B'lefi. So from the Hechal I have to be purish, whether it's b'shas haktora or shelo b'shas haktora, meaning shelo b'shas haktora in the Hechal, but it is b'shas haktora with Pnei B'lefi. I don't have to do a prisha El Bishas Haktor at the time that I am doing Haktor. Where? In the Hegel. But where I'm not doing Haktor, where in the Hegel that I am doing Haktor the time of the thing, then I do not have to be first Ben Alam Mizbeah. In which case, the Bryce is telling you exactly what you would have expected to hear in the Bible. And it works out perfectly. Our whole mistake was that we thought Shelo Bishas Haktor meant not at the time of Haktor in the Hegel, but at the time of Matan Domi in the Hegel. In which case, it doesn't make sense. Tell me the main mind. But now I said, no, it's not referring to Matan Domin. Haktora means both Matan Domin and Haktora. That's all. We'll ask in a moment why call it Haktora. That's a different problem. But Haktora means the whole works. And Shelo B'shas Haktora means you're not doing anything there, but you're doing something somewhere else, meaning inside, all the way inside. Right? So there, when I do something inside, whether it's a Matan Dom, or whether it's a Mais Haktora's Haktores, I have to be perished, but only from the Hechal. Mashiach gave it alam is beyond. I don't have to be purged if it's a flagel of feet. That's the mile of the Hechel over the flagel of feet. Over ben alam is beyond. The Hechel is associated with flagel of feet because it's closer to it. Mashiach gave it alam is beyond. It's not affected by what goes on with flagel of feet in the Karchakadosh. Well, so wait a second. Why don't you address then the issue of the Nisnas Dan? Ve'ika Haman. Dilo me'echo parshe bein b'kedusha d'day bein b'kedusha l'flai v'lifnim. How about Dan? You said Haktora. Why not say b'kedusha? Say the matandonim. I have to be purged b'shas the matandonim in the Echal, even though the matandonim is l'flai v'lifnim. And we bein olam l'mizbeach lo parshe ele b'kedusha the Echal. I only have to be purged bein olam l'mizbeach b'kedusha, meaning the matandonim of the Echal. Why do you only talk about the Ketores? See, b'shalem, the way we understood it before, but Shelo B'shas Haktora meant B'shas Matan Domi. But now that you're telling me Shelo B'shas Haktora means B'shas Haktora of the Tzadik L'Fnim, but Shelo B'shas Haktora Be'ekal, so now you've completely ignored the whole Din of Matan Domi. In which case, if that's a separate issue, then tell me. Tell me that, Mila, too. Why do you just say Ketores? Well, my Rava, because the whole thing is Shein Prisha Achasi. We've already established that the Pashtus of the Pasuk of Prisha, because it says that it's a single kapora on himself and on the Kohanim and on Yisrael, the Pashas is referring to Keteris. Good, okay, we understand it's also referring to Matan Domi. But if I want to discuss briefly and succinctly the halachas to differentiate between the Flavel of Nim, I mean the Hekel and the Ben Olam Lusbeah, it makes sense to call it Pashas HaKetora. You're supposed to understand yourself that HaKetora is the way in which I refer to the concept of Prisha, and of course it includes Matan Domi. Oh, my mom. Now you said, Kach porshin b'shas matan parkoi b'shiyah, parah on dagra dobershot zibur, v'asirei abedis kechom. Now, wait a second. The pasuk, as it appears, is talking about the korbonas on Yom HaKippurim. Those are korbonas we have. Those special halachas are also brought down with Nagel of Nim, which is never brought on any other time. How do we know, Minolan, how do we know that any chattas apnimis answers anyone from being inside b'shas the abedis adam? We use the lashon of kapora that we find by these pnimiyos, and we compare with the gzeres shavah to the kapora found in the part of the sort of Yom HaKippurim to teach me that we have a fear of prisha on them as well. Umre vachu bar ava, shma minon malo is the arise. You see from here that the mission in Kalim, the parak in Kalim, that describes the various madregas of kedusha. The Esther Kedushas. It has to be a deraisa. And even though, when you read Lechera, when you read the Seder of the Machaneh in the Midbar, you only find the distinction made between the Machaneh Shechina, the Machaneh Leviyah, and then the Machaneh of Yisrael. And here we come up with more levels. So we have a distinction between, let's say, the Chadis Re'amais of the Ezra Yisrael, and then the Mokan Hilok Ragri HaKayanim, and then the Bein Olam V'Olam Mizbeach, separate from the Echad. Where does that come from? It must be Allah from Moshe Sinai. Because if it wouldn't be our lawful relation with Sinai, where would we get the idea that we would be able to say here? In the Torah, it only says the din of Prisha Minahech. So obviously, we've made a gezerah when it comes to avodas that are done in the Heichal, because we're afraid you'll walk into the Heichal by accident, so we make a gezerah Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach. Now, if there's no such concept of Yerayis as Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, and the MS is that it's the exact same chashash on the Azara Kula, how can you make a gezerah on something which has no meaning? If you're going to say gezerah, then you have to be goes to the Azara. So say there's a preacher from the Azara. Where would we come up with our halacha of Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach? It must be that it's the Arise of Ofi Gemirlu, that we have a Kabbalah from Maishra. I mean, these talk about the Drabona, Maishra Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, the Nidra Ba'ayla. What's the reason that you made a Gzera Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach? Because maybe you'll make a mistake and go into the Echel and be over on the Arise. Maybe we should make the exact same Gzera. It's one Gzera. You can't arbitrarily make a Gzera that has a Gul without any meaning. Says the Gemara, it does have a meaning. Because Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, given the mafsik midi lo minkramils, azora given the mizbeach achitza the mafsik minkramils. Remember that a gezera which is built on a severe chashash that I'm going to be over in Yisr has its own built-in limitations. Where there is a chashash on goes, where there is no chashash on not goes. So forget about whether technically speaking Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach is different kedushin than the rest of the azora. Is it physically different? Absolutely. Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, you have nothing between you and that. So you don't sense that there is a gvul. Mashenke, if you're standing in the rest of the Atzor, you see the Mizbeach in front of you. So Mimela, you're stopped by the notion of now I'm coming too close. So Mimela, there we're not gozer, but it doesn't mean that at the Arisa it's necessarily different things. Omar Rabbish Mami, Kedushas Ulam the Hefel, for the Milsi. But one thing we do see from here is that the Ulam, which is outside of the Hefel, must have the same Kedusha of the Hefel. These architects take a new choice, you know. Because if you'll tell me that when the Torah refers to the Oil Mayim, it means only the Hazel itself, and the Ulam is considered to be part of the Azorah, so then it would turn out that when we answer going into the Ulam, that the Ulam gufik zera. So then in fact, the Nibzor zera looks zera. So now we're going to answer Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, which itself is a new concept. We're going to answer that as zera because maybe you'll go into the part which is zera. Must be that the Ulam is part of the Hefel, so we're making one Gzera. Well, except that you made one assumption. I could say, look, Ulam, Bein Ulam, Ulam is Beach, Chola Kedusha, Hefel, Ulam, Shtei Kedusha. Maybe the Ulam is not the same as the Hefel at all, but the Ulam is the same as Bein Ulam, Ulam is Beach. Bein Ulam, Ulam is Beach, including the Ulam. So if that's one Kedusha, then I make one Gzera. Don't be in the area of Kedusha immediately prior to the level of Kedusha of the Hefel, which includes the Ulam and all the areas Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, because you may walk in to the Hefel itself. Obviously, the reason we didn't want to say that was because we considered the stairs to the Ulam as being a natural hefsek. So we viewed it, we said before, to be mechalek between the Azor and Bein Olam Olam Mizbeach, because the physical hefsek and the Mizbeach. So we were already knighted to say that it would zikr be a gzera le gzera if we answered something outside of that hefsek. They go into that hefsek. But Lamaisa, he's saying, if it really is one Kedusha, you can't tell me that I cannot be Gezer. You see, to say, to tie on me, listen, I mean, it's ridiculous. You don't have any reason to make this the boundary. If it's all one Kedusha, make one Gezerah. That you can't tie on me, because I could say, physically speaking, I want to be Mechalek. But on the other hand, if I don't want to be Mechalek physically, you can't tie on me, hey, you're doing something stupid, it's Gezerah L'Gezerah. A Gezerah L'Gezerah is only where the din of the Gezerah is on a lower level. Here, the din is the same. The Ulam and Bein Olam Mizbeach is the same. So you're telling me I should be made of because people will notice that they're going into the Ulam and the Mela. I don't want to be made of it. I mean, then you can't tie it. It's certainly cool to talk. There a lot longer. So, okay, but you understand why he had a Habamina that he didn't want to entertain this other tzad. It's more reasonable to say, well, we should look at his example. Now, you said, and today, it was Zahav. Why didn't we make it shel zahav b'chol yom? I mean, after all, it's kosher, a thing that we're doing to prepare the way for the Haftarah Haftarah. My time, Haftarah chosam amoinim shel Yisrael. Since the Torah is makbid on the moment of Yisrael we saw before by the din of Yisrael, the din of Sabayis, so therefore we know that the Torah does not want us to waste money. So if we're going to use zahav on the Mizbeach, the Bichota, we're going to ruin it very quickly. Vayom Kote B'shel Zahav V'bar Yamachniz, Vaitanim Mishum Chul Shebekayim Galot. We have no choice. We don't want him moving from one shovel to another shovel, putting things down, picking things up. Too much trouble. V'choyom B'shel Arbat Kabim, so we had a machlokas. Whether it was Arbat Kabim, into three every day, or whether it was two sub, which is six kabim, into three, which means that three would be mitpazir. So, done. Nispazro kab yechalim. So, according to the Madiyama, also the Bechoy, the Rabban, and also the Bechoy Yama was Bishal Arbat kabim, and he dumped it into a machta of three. So, obviously, one kab sprinkled out, and he was mechab leyam. So, they swept that away into the ditch where it was washed away. Now, Tony called a kab. The problem is that we find a brisa in which there's a shita that holds that two kabim of gachteles were swept into the yama. Now, Bishan Akutoni Kav, the one that says kav is consistent with our mission. It's going according to Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said it started at four and went down to three. The problem is that Akutoni Kabayim money. There's nobody that says two. It's not the Rabbanan who says four to three. It's not Rabbi Yossi who says two saw, which is six to three, in which case it was three kabim. How do we come out with two kabim? Well, Rabbi Yossi. Omer of Chista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broki. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broki, Omer, Bishal Kabayim Ayamachnis. It obviously is going on the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broki, who argues on a different issue. How large was the machta that you were machtas? We were assuming all along the machta that you were machtas in Sholish Kabim. In which case, if you start off with four, you go to three, you have one. But if you all that the machta that you bring in was only of a saw, of two kabim, so then let you come out. The two kabim were nisfazer. And it's consistent with the sheet of the Rabbanah in our mission. Except it argues on a different part. It argues about on what he was machtas. Three. two in it. Three saw, two kabim in a saw was six. According to Rabbi Yosef. Three kabin is six saw, and four into two leaves you. We're not going back to Rabbi Yossi now. According to him, we're going with the Rabbanan. We start with four, we go down to two. He says two. Four kab to two kab leaves us two kab. We're not dealing with saws. Now we're going to start dealing with saws. So, Asher, Matthew, and Rabbi Yossi. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's three kabin. How do you get two? Because, okay, Kamar, Bechoyo Mayachote Bishal Sa'ah, but the Sa'ah that you were chayte was Sa'ah Midboris. And then your Mara that took Shloshes Kabin Yerushalmis. Now, the problem is that the Sa'ah Midboris is larger than the Sa'ah Yerushalmis. It's smaller, than the Sa'ah Yerushalmis, because what they did was they were mostly for Shtus, they added 1/6 on the Midas, which means that the current measurement of a Sa'ah is to hold five Kabin Yerushalmiyos. So now when he were Mara Latof Yerushalmiyos, which is the standard measurement, so that means that you took the saw of the Midbar, which used to be equal to six Kabin, but which now is equal to five of the new Kabin, because we reevaluated the Mishkalites, and now you poured it into three Kabin, which are the modern Kabin, so Yerushalmiyos Kabin, so you have a difference of two Kabin. Yes, it's true. In Midbar Turkey, it would have been consistent. You're right. It would have been three kabim left over from a saw. However, it's talking about a modern kab, in which case a modern kab, you only have two kabim that are left over. Okay? So, it works out very well. So we went down from six, in order to be Bajin Shtus, which was in the bar, we go from six to a kab, to five to a kab, and everything works out fine. B'chol yom, ha'itak veda, ha'yom kala. Tana b'chol yom, ha'itak gilda ava. The thickness of the wall of the machta was thick. Hayom rach, and today it's thin. B'chol yom hayta k'tzara v'hayom arucha. Every day it was short, because we weren't chayshish for how difficult it was for him to hold it. Today it was long. In order that he should hold it and support it with his arm, so that he wouldn't have to have the entire weight sticking out in front of him. Tana b'chol yom lo hayal niyashka. V'hayom hayal niyashka. Dibrei ben Haskam. And Rashi learns, it's very interesting, because Rashi learns that a niyashkik is a little hook which acted as a bell. So when he brought it in, it would bang against the holder because he wasn't wearing the meyil. And it says, So where's the Nishma Kelo? So they had to put on a bell-like thing onto the terrace, and it should be Nishma Kelo. What is that? Tosfos learns. That's the Maisak Teres is Bakashai, not his Bia. It doesn't have to be Bakashai. Obviously, everybody knows he's there if he's shouting when the Matan's running. That doesn't bother us.
When he lifts it up, it's going to be shaking. It's what he's doing there.
It doesn't matter what he does to Maisak Teres. It's in his hands. It's not anything. Maisak Teres is totally Bakashai. Anyway, Tosfos learns that's not a Maniashna because he completely ignores Rashi's, what Rashi's Mokar is, so he has a completely different shot. And the Ashtek, he says, is a sheep. And it's very crushing. Every day where it used to be chote with one thing and then pour it into another thing, so you don't need a sheet on it because it didn't have time to get hot. But if today it's the same thing that you put up on the mizbeach itself and grab the ashes in, the coals in, it's going to be sitting in there and you're going to carry it the whole time. He's going to burn his fingers up. So the mela must have had a leather sheet around the holder in order to take it in. Completely different. Huh? I suppose it's part of the kli. It's a very interesting problem because you can't make a kli out of leather. You'll have to say that because it's a tashmish of the kli, it's not chutz. It's a very good point. The Yazava Yarok, Shiva Zahavim, the Mishnah says that it usually was yellow gold and today it was red gold. The Emma says there are seven levels of gold. We have Zahav, the Zahav Tov. Zahav, these are all words that appear in Psukim. So Zahav, Zahav Tov, Zahav Ophir, Zahav Mupaz, Zahav Shachut, Zahav Sagur, the Zahav Parviim. Now, where do we see some of these? Zahav, Zahav Tov, the Zahav Aratzami, Tov. So obviously there's Zahav, and then there's a special Zahav, which is Zahav Tov. Then you have a Zahav Ophir, that's the Zahav Dasim Ophir. Zahav Mupaz, it's called Mupaz Shedom Elapaz. Paz literally means pearls, so bright and shiny, translucent, like margolians. Zahav shachut means extremely, extremely malleable gold, so it's very pure. Shenit vekachut, you can spin it into threads. So this is the rumpus of gold. Zahav sagur. Zahav Sagur means Bishash Niftach Kol HaChanayot Nizgarot. That's when this store opens, all the other stores go bankrupt because nobody wants any other type of gold. They only want to buy Zahav Sagur. Zahav Parvim. Zahav Parvim is Shodom Eledam HaParim. It has a reddish color, and since we bring in, as we pointed out before, they're not different species of gold, so to speak. They're different levels of quality of gold. Kol Chad V'Chad Yizbe Zahav Zahav Tov. Every type of gold has a Zahav level and a Zahav Tov level. But these others are not differentiated in quality, they're just differentiated in type. And Memela, you can differentiate in each one of them in different levels of quality. Dani Nami Hachi, we see the remes that Dam Parviim, that he's right, because it says in our Mishnah, the Choyom Al Yazahava Yarok, V'ayom Adon, V'ayinu Zahav Parviim, Shadom El Adam Avarim. Which is a raya now to the sheet of Rukhisa, that Parvim is a lotion of Parvim. I see you brought the refreshments today, so ish. I thought that's a bag. No, Arab Yom Kippur is supposed to eat all day.